Thank you. In May 2010, this party stood on the threshold of power for the first time in more than a decade. We knew then that it was not just the ordinary duties of office that we were assuming. We were entering into government at a grave moment in the modern history of Britain. At a time when people felt uncertainty, even fear. Here was the challenge: to make an insolvent nation solvent again, to set our country back on the path to prosperity that all can share in, to bring home our troops from danger while keeping our citizens safe from terror, to mend a broken society. 2.5 years later, of course, I can't tell you that all is well, but I can say this: Britain is on the right track. Unless we act, unless we take difficult, painful decisions, unless we show determination and imagination, Britain may not be in the future what it has been in the past. Because the truth is this: we are in a global race today. And that means an hour of reckoning for countries like ours. Sink or swim, do or decline. Every battle we fight, every plan we make, every decision we take is to achieve that end. Britain on the rise. Now, though the challenge before us is daunting, I have confidence in our country. Why? Because Britain can deliver. We can do big things. And to all those people who said we'd bring the NHS down, I would say this: you've got a point. I'll tell you what's down. Waiting lists down, mixed wards down, the number of managers down, bureaucratic targets down, hospital infections down, and what is up? The number of doctors, the number of dentists, the number of midwives, the number of operations carried out in our NHS. So let no one be in any doubt. This is the party of the NHS, and that is the way it's going to stay. And here's something else this party has done in government. Last December, I was at a European Council in Brussels. It was 3 in the morning, and there was a treaty on the table that was not in Britain's interests. And there were 25 people around that table telling me to sign it. But I did something that no other British leader has ever done before. I said, no, Britain comes first, and I vetoed that EU treaty. So, my friends, we're doing big conservative things. For years, people said, you'll never reform public sector pensions. The trade unions won't stand for it. Well, we've done it, and it's going to cut the cost to the taxpayer almost in half. For years, people said, benefits are out of control. There's nothing you can do about it. Well, because of our welfare cap, no family will be getting more in benefits than the average family earns. For years, people said. For years, people asked, why can't we get rid of those radical preachers who spout hatred about our country, living off the taxpayers? Well, Theresa May, a great Home Secretary, has done it. She's got Abu Hamza on that plane out of our country to face justice. All over the world, countries are on the rise. Yes, we've been hearing about India and China for years, but it's hard to believe what is happening in Brazil, in Indonesia, in Nigeria too. Meanwhile, the old powers are on the slide. I'm not going to stand here as Prime Minister and allow this country to join the slide. Aspiration is the engine of progress. Countries rise when they allow their people to rise. That's why the mission for this government is to build an aspiration nation, to unleash and unlock the promise in all our people. And for us Conservatives, this is not just an economic mission, it is a moral one. It's not just about growth and GDP, it is what has always made our hearts beat faster. Aspiration, people rising from the bottom to the top. Line one, rule one of being a Conservative is that it's not where you come from that counts, it's where you're going. We've been led by the daughter of a grocer the son of a music hall performer, by a Jew when Jews were persecuted, by a woman when women were sidelined. We don't look at the label on the tin, we look at what's in it. Let me put that another way. We don't preach about one nation but practice class war. We just get behind people who want to get on in life. While the other intellectuals of other parties might sneer at people who want to get on in life, we here salute you. They call us the party of the better off. No, we're the party of the want to be better off, those who strive to make a better life for themselves, and we should never be ashamed of saying so. It's not enough for us to know our ideas are right. We've got to explain why they're compassionate too. We say, we've got to get the private sector bigger and the public sector smaller. Our opponents call it Tory cuts, slashing the state. No, it's the best way to create the sustainable jobs people need. We say, help people become independent from welfare. Our opponents call it cruel Tories leaving people to fend for themselves. No, there is only one real route out of poverty, and that is work. We say, of course you've got to insist on a disciplined, rigorous education for your children. Our opponents say, elitist Tories, old-fashioned and out of touch. No, a decent education is the only way to give all our children the chance they need to start in this world. A strong private sector, welfare that works, schools that teach. These three things are essential to helping our people to rise. They're essential to our success in this world. And you know what? Labour will fight each and every one of them, every step of the way. So these things, these three things are not just the battleground for Britain's future, they are also the battle lines for the next election. And it is a fight we have got to win for our party, for our country, but above all for our nation's future. Now I know that you are asking whether our plan is working. And here's the truth. The damage was worse than we thought, and it's taking longer than we hoped. But here is the crucial thing you need to know. Yes, it's worse than we thought. Yes, it's taking longer. But we are making progress. Thanks to the grit and resolve of George Osborne, we have cut a quarter off the deficit in the past 2 years, 25%. That has helped to keep our interest rates at record low levels, keeping mortgages low, leaving more money in your pockets, giving businesses more confidence to invest, creating more jobs. I honestly think that Labour haven't learnt a single thing. When they were in office, their answer was always, borrow more money. Now they're out of office, it's borrow more money. Whatever the day, whatever the question, whatever the weather, it is borrow more money. Borrow, borrow, borrow. Labour, the party of one notion, borrowing. We haven't forgotten what it was like under Labour. We remember who spent our golden legacy, who sold our gold, who busted our banks, who smothered our businesses, who racked up our debts, who wrecked our economy, who ruined our reputation, who risked our future. Who did this? Labour did this. And our country should never forget it. Let me put it simply. Welfare isn't working, and this is a tragedy. Now, our reforms are just as profound as those of Beveridge 60 years ago. So I want us to be clear in this party. In British politics today, it is this party that is saying no one is a write-off, no one is hopeless, and with Ian Duncan Smith leading this revolution, let us be the party that shows there is ability and promise in each and every one of our citizens. And let me tell you a thing or two about Michael Gove and I. We are not waiting for an outbreak of sanity at the headquarters of the NUT. We're not waiting for some great embrace of aspiration in the higher reaches of Labour before we act, because our children cannot wait. So when people say, please, slow down your education reform so somehow adults can learn to adjust them, I say no. I want more free schools, more academies, more rigorous exams, more expected of every child in every school. And to those who say, and some do, he wants children to have the kind of education he had at his posh school. Do you know what I say? Yes, you're absolutely right. I went to a great school. I want every child to have that sort of education. I don't have a hard luck story. My dad was a stockbroker from Berkshire. But it's only when your dad is gone that you realise not just how much you miss them or how much you really love them, but how much you really owe them. My dad influenced me much more than I ever thought. He was born with no heels on his feet, with legs that were about a foot shorter than they were meant to be. But he never complained, even when he lost those legs later in his life. Because disability in the 1930s was such a stigma, he was an only child, probably a lonely child. But my dad was the eternal optimist. To him, the glass was always half full, usually with something fairly alcoholic in it. And when I was a boy, I remember once going for a long walk with him in the village where we lived, and we walked past the church he supported all his life and past the village hall where he took part in unbelievably long parish council meetings. And he told me what he was most proud of. And it was simple. It was working hard from the moment he left school and providing a good start in life for his family. Not just all of us, but helping his mum too when his father ran off. Not a hard luck story, but a hard work story. Work hard. Family comes first, but put back into the community too. There's nothing complicated about me. I believe in working hard, caring for my family, serving my country. And there's nothing complicated about what we need today. This is still the greatest country on earth. We showed that again this summer, 22nd in world population, 3rd in the medals table. But it's tough. These are difficult times. We're being tested. How will we come through it? Again, it's not complicated. Hard work, strong families, taking responsibility, serving others. As I said on the steps of number 10 Downing Street, before walking through that door, those who can should, those who can't, we will always help. The job of this party, of this government, is to help bring out the best in this country, because at our best, we are unbeatable. We know Britain can deliver because we've seen it time and time again. Can we make Britain the best place in the world to start a business, to grow a business, to help that business take on the world and win? Yes. Can we, the people who invented the welfare state in the first place, turn it into something that rewards efforts, that helps keep families together, that really helps the poorest with a new start in life? Yes. And can we take those schools and turn out students that will take on the brightest in the world? Yes, of course we can. Let us here in this hall, here in this government, together in this country, make this pledge. Let us build an aspiration nation. Let us get Britain on the rise. Deficit paid down, tough decisions taken, growth fired up, aspiration backed all the way. We know what it takes to win in the tough world of today, to win for all our people, to win for Britain. So let us get out there and do it.